Wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom, like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make them firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance and terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
For you hide my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. O King of knowledge, guide us in our pilgrimage. We ever seek, yet unfulfilled remain. Open to us the pathway of your peace. For you made my soul in stillness wait. Truly my hope is in you. Come, let us bow before the God who made us. Let every heart be open to the Lord, for we are the people of his hand. For you led my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. He shall meet the maker of the heavens, creator of the mountains and the seas, Lord of the stars and present to us now. For you made my soul in stillness wait. Truly my hope is
There are a thousand ways you can suffer brave, and no one knows. No one knows that, like Isaiah, your heart quakes a bit inside at how the headlines hit too close, how in a blink of an eye on an ordinary day, it could be one you love who is bloodied by the senseless violence, or busted in a crash, or begging prayers for life, or getting chemo pumped through their veins. We all lose every single person we love. There is never another way. Think about that too long and you find it hard to breathe. The economy crumbles away under your feet. If one more thing breaks down, if one more medical disaster pushes you over the fragile edge, there's always this wild flea ahead. Crops fail, people fail, dreams fail. You feel like you fail. A thousand things mount. Some days it's hard not to panic. You can feel it. We're driven by fear of failure. For all our frenzied running around, could it be that we are actually fleeing, that we are actually trying to escape all our fears, all this pain, all this failure? We all live these lives of quiet terror, of soundless hidden grief. You could just bow your head in the quiet and weep for all that isn't, for all that you aren't. In the barrenness of winter, Isaiah offers this gift to always carry close. Rejoicing in the Lord happens while we struggle in the now. Struggling and rejoicing are not two chronological steps, not one following the other, but two concurrent movements, one fluid with the other. As the cold can move you deeper toward the fire, struggling can move you deeper toward God, who warms you with joy. Yes, struggling can deepen joy. Even now. Even though the desert has no blossoms, and though the Christmas tree aches a bit empty, even though there are no grapes on the vine and no struggle-free days, even though the desert is dry, even though the crops fail, even though I fail, even though so much fails, even now, I will rejoice in the Lord. Even now, I will be joyful to the God of my salvation. Even though, even now, that's what Isaiah does. He turns the focus. See, the secret of joy is always a matter of focus. A resolute focusing on God, not on the fears, not on the weaknesses, not on the failures. All fear is but the notion that God's love ends. When does God's love ever end? When does God ever end? When you can't touch the bottom is precisely when you touch the depths of God. Isaiah resounds it again from the desert and from weakness. He proclaims it to a struggling world. Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come to save you. Isaiah begins to rejoice in the Lord's coming, in the holy way and in the coming redemption, even though he can't see it. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Soon the angels will sing it. Fear not, for behold, the solution to fear is Christmas. Fear not, for behold, we have a Savior. St. Paul says in Romans 8:32, since God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't God also give us everything else? Jesus shattered the space between heaven and earth and came naked and breakable for you in a creche. And then he lay naked and broken for you on a cross. If God gave his son to save you, will God not give everything else? Hasn't God already unequivocally earned trust? You can take your hands off the steering wheel of your life. You don't have to try to save yourself. Behold God everywhere and simply be held. Though the desert does not bloom, God's love always does. Instead of explaining our struggling, Jesus shares in it because he knows that mere answers are cold and that his arms are warm. Even now, amid the fears and the failures, stand and watch. There are gifts. Count and recount gifts. Rejoice and rejoice again. Our world reels unless we rejoice, for a song of thanks steadies everything. Behold the goodness of the God of your salvation everywhere, and be held. Notice how God's love falls like blossoms of grace in December.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew 11, 2-11. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out and see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
The world needs blossoms of God's grace this December. The world needs the witness of John the Baptist calling to prepare the way. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "A prison cell in which one waits, hopes, and is completely dependent on the fact that the door of freedom has to be opened from the outside is not a bad picture of Advent. From the prison cell of our own longing, we rejoice. We trust in God as we watch and wait. And we sing as we pray for God's healing and hope to open prison doors and cause rejoicing in every nation. As we begin to sing, you're invited to come to the altar, light a candle, and pray for the world."
Bangladesh and India. all peace be ours. Taiwan and China, peace be ours. Japan and Hong Kong, peace be ours. North and South Korea, ours. Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, Australia, Papua New Guinea, Iraq and Iran, Palestine and Israel, Afghanistan, Jordan, Syria and Turkey, for the healing of the nations we pray to you, O God, for the and Spain, Switzerland and Italy, Romania and Slovenia, Czech and Slovak Republic, Russia and Finland, Austria and Hungary, Croatia, Estonia, Latvia and Poland, Norway and Sweden, Iceland and Denmark, Netherlands and Germany, Ireland and England. We pray to you, O God, for the healing of the nations. We pray to you, O God. South Africa, Angola, Madagascar, Namibia, Botswana and Mali, Mozambique and Zambia, Sierra Leone, Central Africa Republic, Senegal, Liberia, Cameroon, Nigeria, Tanzania and Sudan, Kenya and Congo,
shrines, we pray to you, O God, for the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God. Bolivia and Chile, Uruguay and Paraguay, Ecuador, Guyana, Brazil and Argentina, Colombia, Venezuela, Costa Rica and Mexico, Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Greenland and Canada, Haiti and Jamaica, United States and Cuba, all immigrants and exiles. For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God. For the healing of the nations, we pray to you, O God.
Let us join together in professing our faith. I trust in God, universal parent, source of all power and being, and in Jesus Christ, a unique expression of God and our guide for living. Conceived by the Spirit of love,